Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again, tuned into, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Harper Woods, Michigan. I pray and hope that each one of you that have dialed in on tonight, all of you that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those of you that may be incarcerated behind prison bars, I'm asking you all to get ready to get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because we have another awesome woman of God that's going to be breaking forth and bringing forth God's word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing as we always do. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray for all those that are sick and afflicted, whether you know them by name or not. Continue to pray for those that are bereaved on tonight, whether you know them or not as well, because we serve a God who's everywhere at the same time. And he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm asking all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, to and agree with me as we move on the grace once again in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, your children are coming together once again on one accord, knowing and realizing that you are God and you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it feels like. You're worthy to be praised in the midst of it all in the name of Jesus. We come now asking Heavenly Father that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted, those that we know of and those that we don't even know about, those that have been bereaved on tonight. We lift them up all to you on tonight, asking that you will touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and ask that you will move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Help them to remember that all of their help comes from you, and they can still look unto the hills from which cometh their help. for all of their help come from you, and that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy that you extend to each one of us. We know we don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that your word will go forth on tonight with power through your awesome woman of God on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would use her mightily, that your word would not go out void, but it would accomplish everything that you set out for it to do, because we know that you know who's going to be listening on tonight and what we all stand in need of. So continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her, and, oh God, we ask that you would continue to encourage her in your word, and that your word, Heavenly Father, will be a blessing to the listeners on tonight, that you get the glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, for our president, our Congress, all world leaders all over the land. Continue to pray for them and lift them up to you, Lord, that they would do what's right for your people all over the land, that you get the glory through their lives as well. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you get the glory. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another scripture proof of thought, as always, and it comes to us saying on tonight, always look to God where all your help comes from. Again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought, always look to God where all your help comes from. I do welcome comments and feedback from our listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. On tonight, I am so excited to have my special guest on tonight. I hope I pronounced your name right. I'm sure if I don't, then you will correct me. But we have Apostle Darashay of the Kingdom Strategies, located in Atlanta, Georgia, is my special guest on tonight. She will be sharing with us a testimony very shortly. And following her testimony, we're going to do a short music break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to her. And she's going to share God's word with us on tonight. And following her message, we will open up the phone lines for anyone that has dialed in that may want to have a question for her. Or if you want to give her words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after the word has been delivered on tonight. So that being said, I thank God for each one of you. I want to give a shout out real fast to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the Peace and Goodwill Church family. I had to rush in from choir rehearsal so that I can be on time for tonight's program. It's a ministry. I don't really call it a show, but I just thank God for what he's doing. And we don't take this lightly. We know that God is being glorified through it. So that being said, right now, I am opening up the phone line for my special guest on tonight, Apostle, is it Darashay? Did I pronounce that right?
It's Darashay.
Darashay, I'm so sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
No problem.
I am so excited to have you on as my special guest on tonight. For the listeners that are listening in by way of telephone, for the listeners that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, and even those that are maybe incarcerated behind prison bars throughout the United States on tonight, would you please share with us a testimony first?
Yes, absolutely. First, let me just say it's such an honor and a privilege to be here with you on tonight, man of God, and just sharing this platform with each and everyone that's under the sound of my voice. And so, listen, I am Apostle Darashay, the Kingdom Strategist with Divine Order Restoration Ministries International, where we are restoring the order of God, one life, one body, and one nation at a time. About 22 years ago, I was mute. I was very silent. I had absolutely no sound because the enemy played, manipulated, deceived my very mind. I had a lot of doubts, a lot of insecurities, a lot of pain, a lot of shame, a lot of hurt and disappointment. Because I came from the void. You know, in the book of Genesis 1, they talk about the the void, that which was formless, empty, dark, that in which the spirit of truth hovered over. That void being born out or born in a family of chaos, confusion, mental, emotional dysfunction, and so many other things. I ended up being a teenage mother, only having an eighth grade education, abandoned by my mother, rejected by my father. And so in so many other things, molested as a young girl, but these things kept me silent because the enemy was assuring that I had no sound. Until one day there was an awakening about the age of 23 when I cried out to the one and only true living God. And I began to cry out about my life because I had three amazing young men. I had no education whatsoever, and I wanted more for them. I did not want them to be a product of our society, neither our family lineage. I said, Lord, I don't want them to repeat the same cycle. High school dropout, maybe addicted to drugs or alcohol, or either become a murderer, drug dealer. I wanted to have these young men, lack of education. I wanted these young men to be very different. And so through that cry out, the Lord awakened on the inside of me. And a transformation came forth. As I was talking to the Lord, I told the Lord that I will be the example that they need so that we can begin to break generational curses and generational bondage from our lineage. And so I rose up. I rose up out of my mat. I rose up out of my sick bed, out of my distress, out of my pain, out of my hurt, out of my brokenness, and out of my shame. As I believed and trusted the true living God, so I got up and went and got that GED. And as I got the GED, then I went and enrolled in college to just get a diploma, because at that time I didn't have the mindset that a degree would be my portion. But nevertheless, I got the diploma, and it encouraged me to push a little higher. It increased my faith a little bit more. It gave me a little bit more confidence about who I am and what it is that I had been called to do. It awakened the dreams and the goals and the desires that I had as a little girl. And so I said, okay, well, maybe I'll just go and do this little associate degree and let's see if I can do that. And we went there and we got it. And then I said, okay, once I got the associate, I said, let me try the bachelor's. We got it. Then I said, let me try the master's. And we got it. Then I said, let me try the PhD. And eventually we got that as well and begin to break generational curses off of my family lineage to let them know that, hey, we can reach as high as we desire to go because God has seated us in heavenly places and there's nothing that we cannot obtain. And so we broke through that barrier and we broke through poverty lines that we were once under. And I can definitely stand to testify today is that what I can say about those little boys that they did not become a lot of the things. They were not a teenage parent like I was. They were not high school dropouts like I was. Oh my God. And so many other things that I can talk about that because I made the decision to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, I made the decision that I was going to rise up in the truth and the power of God's word, that I seen a generation begin to be transformed as we was called out of darkness into the marvelous light. And so that place that was once void, the light came. And when the light came, began to bear fruit of the word of God. And now I get the opportunity, this once little muted young lady now get the opportunity to release her voice, to release her sound all over the world through my own network, media broadcasting network, 198 countries, and I get to travel to various countries throughout the year and speak and train and equip individuals in ministry as well as in business. And only God could have done a thing in my life. And so that I pray that you encourage, because if he can bring me from the bottom and raise me to the top, surely he can do it for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back over to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the God is a promise keeper, and he has no respecter of persons. And I'm so glad that he looks at our hearts. He's not like man. But see, what you just said, and through your testimony, you have inspired me as well as others, I'm sure, that they can do more for the upbuilding of God's kingdom here on earth. God has more use for us than we think. So you are a prime example of that. So that's why I thank God for you and every guest that comes on this worldwide platform. I always ask them to share a testimony first. If it was your first time on this platform, you will share a testimony, because God said he will share his glory with no one. And you are such an inspiration. And people need to know, not just for the females, but for men as well, young men, young women, young boys, older men, older women. Just like he did it for you, he can do it for anyone. So you are a perfect example of what God can do from the pit to the palace. I just thank God for you tonight. I thank God that he has even more work for you to do. He's going to expand your horizon even more. He's going to increase your territory. He's going to enlarge your coast even more as long as you continue to stay faithful. So thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. I was truly blessed and inspired by it, and I know that the listeners was blessed and inspired by it as well. What I'm going to do right now, we're going to go to a short music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to you so you can break the bread of life, God's word to us on tonight. Once again, I pray that every listener that's tuned in on tonight, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. We get ready to go to our short music break, and again, we're going to come and yield the mic to my special guest on tonight. Enjoy the music break, because guess what? No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, God deserves our total praise. Yes, yes, yes. God deserves our total praise, no matter what it looks like. He's worthy to be praised. Before I bring forth my guest with the word on tonight, please mark your calendar down for the following. This coming Saturday night, we now have a poet that comes forth reading spiritual poetry. I'm so excited to announce that Robin Roberson will be back on this coming Saturday night on the 3rd of June. She will be reading poetry. Then we also have God's Word will be delivered in between her four poems. She do two poetry readings first, then God's Word will go forth by my guest. Then she will do two more poetry readings following the message. That's this coming Saturday. Then we have Patrick Frederick Chapman on the second Thursday night of June. Pastor Frederick Chapman of the New Beginning Bible Church here in Detroit, Michigan. Then we have Pastor Ron May on the second Saturday night. Pastor Ron May. Don't forget, we always have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. every third Thursday night. Then we have Kingdom Strategies, a group of young women from Kingdom Strategies, representatives through workers under my guest on tonight. I put them in two different groups. The group Kingdom Strategy group number one will be on Saturday, June 17th. And then the second group from Kingdom Strategies will be on Thursday night, June 22nd. That'll be group number two. Then Overseer Joseph E. Jackson again out of Washington, D.C. will be back on the fourth Saturday in this month. We have author Rita Henderson from Michigan will be sharing her book on this broadcast, which is titled 30 Days to Increase Faith. She will be my special guest on the last Thursday of this month. And then we know we always have Pastor Norman King out of Greensboro, North Carolina, always deliver a powerful word on this platform. But I'm giving him a little break because he's been so faithful on this platform. So he will not be on this month unless something changed. But I'm giving him a little break. But he will be on again in July, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin from the Victor's Outreach Ministries, will be back with us starting in July. So right now, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready. You've marked your calendars for the different guests that are coming forth for the entire month of June. And please pass the word so that others can tune in and be blessed. Now I yield the mic to you, my special guest on tonight, Apostle. Let me say it again. You're going to help me again. Durante. So I am now yielding the mic to you, back to you. But first I want to say this to my listeners. I am so grateful to have the opportunity to have met you when I came down to Atlanta, Georgia, with Kimberly Mallory, the author of There's No Sound in My Screen, the author of that book. She received two awards, and I had the privilege of coming down with her and Brother Rob Mitchell from the Mitchell Dream Team, and also Rita Henderson, and we have other people that came with us to support Kimberly Mallory. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to meet you, awesome woman of God, and a lot of the other people that were there sharing with you all for the Hearst International Award Ceremony. So I just thank God for the opportunity, and I love how God put his people together, how he connects his people together, that our lives and our paths can cross in this life on the earth, that God will be glorified through us. So now I yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Awesomeness. Thank you. And likewise, man of God, Minister James. So our conversation on tonight, or what we're going to talk about tonight, is I Got the Power. And so I want you to go ahead and just minister that or prophesy that over your life, that you got the power. Now, we're going to get into the Word of God. Just go ahead and turn your books over to Acts 1. Amen. Let me go to the word of prayer. Oh, gracious Lord, we just bless your name and we magnify you and glorify you and we give you all the honor and the praise. I decrease so that you may increase in this place, so that your people may hear you as you speak through my voice. Almighty King, in the majestic name of Jesus, I thank you that my thoughts, that your thoughts will become my thoughts and that your heart will become my heart for your people. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit overshadowing us, teaching and training us in all truth so that your word can become live and active in our day-to-day living. We thank you for words of penetration and activation. Thank you, Father, that will change our very atmospheres. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know you got your books, Acts and 1. We're going to get there in a moment. When I was a little girl, I remember this particular cartoon that used to come on, and it was called He-Man. And somehow, and they had a little boy on there by the name of Adam. He was the Prince of Eternia. And he had this sword that when he said specific words, it will turn him into He-Man. And so he would grab his sword and, or he would come on and his show would begin to introduce, I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secret of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my sword and said, by the power of Grayskull. And then Adam would turn into He-Man and he would say, I have the power. Cringer would come into this mighty battle cat and he became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Somehow this little frail young boy would be transformed into the most powerful man in the universe. He became the hero of his kingdom, his nation, for that was that was attached to him. He had enough faith to believe that when he said the right words, that he would get his strength, that he would be unstoppable, that he would be undefeatable, that he would overpower anything that tried to come and devour, destroy, or conquer his kingdom. How much more can the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, transform our lives as we possess the power of the Holy Ghost? The word of God tells us in the book of Acts 1 and 8, it says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. The most beautiful thing about this particular text here is that the Lord is telling us, it doesn't matter, son, it doesn't matter, daughter, wherever you grace your feet, wherever your feet tread upon, that you're going to be a witness unto me. Amen. Wherever you are, my power is going to be shown through you as long as you yield to me. He said that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. And so this is the thing for everyone that is a born again believer. Once you accepted salvation, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, according to Ephesians 1 and 14, that you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. You got a power that God has given unto your possession to give you the strength to overcome any adversity that you may ever experience or that you may ever face within your very life. That's a greater power that's on the inside of you. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. A greater power that's on the inside of you. And the word tells us in Luke 9. In Luke 9 and 1. The word tells us that he called the disciples together and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure disease. Somebody say, I got the power. I possess the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. He also told him in Luke 10 and 9, he said, behold, I gave you the authority to trample over the serpents and the scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody said, I got the power. And so what he's saying right here, son of the Most High God, daughter of the Most High God, is that he has given you possession of the Holy Spirit, who will lead and guide you in all truth, who will strengthen you when you are weak, who will give you whatever it is that you need when you need it. When you need it. If you would just call upon him. The psalmist said, listen, I called upon the Lord and he delivered me from all of my fears. You got to understand, listen, he tells us in the word of truth. He said, listen, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but he's given us one of love, power, and a sound mind. So let's get back to this witness. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The witness to the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of God manifesting within our very lives as we believe in Christ Jesus, my God. And by faith, we move in the prophetic utterance of what God has called forth in our lives so that we can possess the land, so that we can possess the very things in which he has spoken about us from Genesis to Revelation. And even those personal prophetic words that he's given unto us, I got the power. Even in our place of weaknesses, we know we got 2 Corinthians 2 and 9. When I'm at the end of my rope, when I just can't do it anymore, because that's somebody, hallelujah, there's somebody listening that's at the end of their ropes, and you feel helpless and you feel hopeless and you feel like you're in a place or a state about where you're about to lose your mind, where you want to give up, and we speak against the spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus. We break the bondage of it right now, because the word 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 says this. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And so what he's saying, like right there in your weakness, if you will just surrender to him, when you're in a state of weakness and in your most vulnerable state, that is the most optimized place for the spirit of the true living God, for you to open up and not deny the power, my God, and allow him to do the work in which he have come forth, and for such a time as this in you, that he may strengthen you and give you everything that you need so that you can overcome your challenge, you can overcome the trials and tribulations, that you can defeat your foes in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let's talk about this power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And so this power, this witnessing power, what you have to understand with being a witness unto the Lord, that witness, when we look at the term in the Greek, that a witness is also referred to as a martyr. That means for and unto death, that you're going to be a witness unto death. And so from the day of salvation to the day of death, we should be a witness to the power of the Holy Ghost moving within our very life. But we do have to yield. So let's talk about what this power does for you and how you've been, how, what this power will move and operate in your life. The Word of God tells us, and we're going to deal with the P in power. The P in power, I want you to understand, mean positional power. And as we look at 1 Peter 2, chapter 2, verse 9 through 10, it says this: "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." You've been positioned as a royal priest because you've been chosen for such a time as this, and you're also seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so you got to accept the position that God has given unto you. He said he's called you out of darkness. You are no longer in Lodabar. Come on. Lodabar is no longer your portion. He said now you eat at the king's table. And he said you feast with me, says the Spirit of the true living God. And as you feast with me, that you're going to receive everything you need, your healing, my God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, your provision, glory to God, and my God, hallelujah, said I'm doing a thing in your very life, so come on up, hallelujah, glory to God, and take your royal seat. The O in power stands for operational power, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Operational power and operational power. And who you, until you understand who you are and what God has called you to do and what your posture shall be, you cannot operate according to your design. He said, listen, I've given you operational power. And see, many of us, and even like myself, as I was giving you my testimony, see, I was operating previously before I was awakened, before I got connected to the power source. I was malfunctioning. Oh, my God. I had malfunctioned. Hallelujah. Because I wasn't connected to the power source, I was connected to the things of the world that said I wasn't going to be anything. I wasn't going to amount to, I wasn't going to be anybody. I wasn't going to amount to anything. I was connected to the environment and to the generational curses and bondages. I was connected to the deception and the lies, my God. And it caused me to malfunction under, oh, my God, a false identity. Ephesians 4:11-16 says this, and he said, and he himself gave some to be apostles and prophets and evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of man in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the body, joined and knitted together by with what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does it share, causing growth of the body for the edification of itself in love. You cannot operate in darkness and function in the priesthood. You got to come to the light. If you're operating in darkness and in sin and things of that nature, you are malfunctioning, my God, because you're connected to the wrong source. But if you would connect to the power source, who is God Almighty himself, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, so that you can come into your identity, so that you can sit in the position that God has called and chosen you, so that you may bear fruit and fruit that remains, so that you can begin to operate and function according to your very design, according to the pacification in which God has called forth in you. You will no longer copycat. You will no longer try to duplicate. You will begin to walk in your authentic self, one that is tailor-made by the one and only true living God, never to be duplicated. And my God, when you begin to walk in your authentic self, oh, the power that you possess to transform nations, to change your generation, my God, to begin, my God, to deliver, my God, your family from generational curses, oh, the power that you walk in to tread upon the serpent, oh, the power that you walk in to overcome every power of the enemy. My God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. See, Saul, Paul, who later turned into the apostle, the great apostle Saul, he was malfunctioning until he got connected. He was malfunctioning until he met Jesus on a Damascus Road experience. My God. Through that Damascus Road experience, my God, he got connected when he met Jesus Christ, and hallelujah, his life was never the same. He understood who he was, and he became a great force to be reckoned with for the body of Christ. Are you connected? Hallelujah. Are you operating in what God has called and chosen you to be? Listen, I love the prophet Isaiah. He said something so powerful to Israel. He said something so powerful to his naysayers, to his haters, to those that doubted. He said in Isaiah 49:1, he said, "Listen to me, O islands, and pay attention, O distant nation, O distant people. The Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, he named me." And see, he didn't call him Isaiah. He called him prophet. So what have God called you from the womb of your mother? Is it prophet, apostle, author, CEO, president of a country? I don't know what it is, but come on into your royal position. Hallelujah. The W in power stands for working power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ephesians 3:20 says this, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, there's some working power. There some power when you think you can't do a thing. See, right here, we come and dismantle every thought that said you couldn't. We come to tear down and destroy every word that said you wouldn't. My God, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because there's a power that is working on the inside of you that gives you the strength to do whatever it is that God has called and chosen you to do. Solomon built the temple. Zerubbabel, he rebuilt the temple, my God. And Nehemiah, God used to rebuild the walls and the gates. I'm telling you, there's a working power on the inside of you. And so you got the power to write the book, to start the business, to start the transitional home, my God, to start the broadcast of the show. You got the power on the inside of you to raise up nations, to deliver the people. You got the power that's working on the inside of you to rule and reign in whatever sphere of influence that God has called forth in you, in the seven mountains of influence. My God, you got a power on the inside of you that is working my God, for your good that is working with you if you would just yield to the power. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. It's time for us to break free from all this form of godliness and no longer deny the power, because when we don't deny the power, we will line up with the word of God, that God's word will become our lifestyle. We will be living epistles, my God, of the true living God, my God, in the name of Jesus. So the E in power, elevation, power. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Elevation power, for those that are familiar with David. Amen. Glory to God. See, hallelujah. God said, I will take you from the bottom and bring you to the top. He said, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. For those that are familiar with David, remember, he went from watching the sheep to being the choice, being the chosen one to be king over Israel. God elevated him from watching the sheep to being the king over Israel. He took me from being mute, from being broken, to now speaking to nations and traveling and speaking. He elevated me from a broken place to being whole. My God, so that I can do the work that he's charged forth in my life, and he will do the same thing in yours, because he called us to go from faith to glory to glory. God is elevating. God wants you to take where you are right now and allow his word to just begin to stir up on the inside of you. Begin to work and move by faith in what you currently have in your hand. And as he see you being faithful with where you are, he's going to elevate you. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to the next dispensation of faith, to the next dispensation in his glory, because God want to elevate you. God want to upgrade you. Where you currently at, your current location is not the destination that God has marked out for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Because God got greater that he has prepared for you. And he's already went before you, waiting for you to come forth in the elevation, waiting for you to arise, waiting for you to get to the place, hallelujah, where he can extend your territories. My God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. He just needs you to be faithful over what you have in your hand, being faithful over that few things. My God, even if it's just one thing, because he's going to make you ruler over many. Hallelujah, glory to God. You be faithful, hallelujah, over that penny and over that dollar and over them $10. And amen, glory to God, so that he can give you some millions or he can give you some billions, because he's seen you being faithful over little. I'm just saying, my God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. And the R is revelation power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation power. Ephesians 1:13-17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In him you are trusted after you heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is guaranteed of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Therefore, also, as I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, did not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. My God, got to give you the wisdom and the knowledge. And you say, hey, I don't know how to do this. Hey, I've never done this before. Listen, Mary was able to conceive a son, a child that was the savior of the world, with never sleeping with a man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And amen. Glory to God. And so she had to go through some things that she never experienced, not that she never heard of, because God was doing a new thing and God was doing something great and mighty through her. And so for the same for you and I, that there may be some things and places that God has called us to because we're trailblazers that we may know nothing of, that there's no blueprint because we are the blueprint. But there also may be some places that God has called you, and listen, you never experienced, it's not even before you, but that's okay. Just trust God and follow God anyway, because this is the thing. You've got the dream team, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and everything, even though you are unfamiliar, maybe with many things, but all things are familiar with them. And as long as you got them on your team, and as long as they are leading you, I'm telling you, you're going to be able, he's going to give you the revelation of power that's necessary for you to do the work in which he has called forth in your life. God gave you the wisdom. God will give you the wisdom and the knowledge to operate in the now for what is to come. He gave Joseph revelational knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That brought him into the place, that brought him from the pit to the palace. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And God will do the same thing for your very life. Somebody say, I got the power in Jesus' name. Amen. Back over to you, Pastor James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God I got the power too. You got to open your mouth and declare it. He said, you have not because you ask not. So I'm thanking God for the word on tonight. Let me know that I have the power. So if you have been born and blood washed in the blood of Jesus, and you are saved in Jesus' name because you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that he died for you and me, that he paid our sin debt on the cross, and he died and he rose with all power in heaven and earth in his hands, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God. If you believe that in your heart, then you have the power too. So we thank God that we serve a God that is no secret what God can do. Just like she just said, what God has done for others, he's the same God. He don't have no respect of persons. He will do the same thing for you if you have the faith to believe that he would do this. Whatever it is, turn it over to the Lord and watch him work it out. But you got to do your part first. You got to give God something to work with. He's faithful to do his part, but you got to do your part too. So we thank you on tonight, Apostle Durante. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're a busy woman of God. I follow you on Facebook, and you are now overseeing ministry in 198 countries. Yes, I said countries, not states, not cities, but countries. What an awesome task. What an awesome assignment to be placed on your life. And only God could do that because he knows that he can trust you. He has anointed and appointed you for such a time as this to be able to be overseeing ministries for the Hearst International Ministries in 198 countries. Who ever heard of such a thing? I've never heard of that until I met you in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so grateful that God allowed us to meet, and I'm always sharing your platform with other people. So I'm going to continue to do that. And I thank God that this ministry is in archives for the last past almost 10 years. The first Thursday in July will be 10 years. I just give God the glory for it. That everything glory that's been said over this time. Excuse me?
No, I said glory to God.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but God. Yes, so every ministry, every show that I've ever done for the last past 10 years are all kept in archives. And all you have to do is go to my worldwide website, and you can put up every show and be blessed by it all over again. So thank you on tonight, Apostle. Thank you so much. And I just thank God for what he's doing in your life. And you continue to stay faithful to being a faithful woman of God and mother that you are, and that you still haven't seen that, he's about to expand you even larger. He's about to increase your territory and the Lord posts even more. And so, I declare and decree that over every faithful listener that will be doers of God's word, not just hearers only. That's what we got to be, doers of his word and not just hearers only. So right now, I know we have a lot of people that do listen, that dials in, And unfortunately, we do know that some of them don't ever respond and say anything once their lines are open. But I do give them an opportunity, give them a chance. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight. We want to give before I open up the phone lines, I want you to, could you please share with the listeners on tonight, just in case if anyone wants to get in contact with you or they want to reach out to you, how can you be reached? Apostle?
Yeah, there you go. I was like, you muted me. Okay, I'm here. They can go with the strategist.com, and it'll connect them with my social media platforms and my calendar.
Okay, could you get, because I made a mistake and I muted you. I was looking down, but I made a mistake and hit the button on my screen. I just realized that I had muted you. Could you give that out once again, please?
Okay, yes. They can go to withthestrategist.com. They can go there and get connected with me there. It'll connect them on my social media as well as my calendar.
Excellent. I just want to make sure that all the listeners, even those that are listening in through social media platforms, how if they want to reach out to you and get connected to your ministry, how you can be reached. So thank you for sharing that information with the listeners as well. So right now, the phone lines are open for anyone that have dialed in. If you have a question for my guest on tonight, or if you just want to give her words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. Anyone. Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. By chance, is Essie on the line with you tonight?
Yes. I enjoyed the message tonight. Keep on. Don't care the word. I enjoyed it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Essie Tipp from Greensboro, North Carolina. By chance, Mary Ann King from North Carolina, are you still on the line? She may have muted. I think she may have been muted. She muted herself off the line. But listen, I want you to know that I don't take you being on this platform tonight. I don't take that lightly. I don't take it for granted because, as I said earlier, we know that God knows who's going to be listening. He knows what we all stand in need of for such a time as this. And I just want you to know that once again on tonight, Apostle, you have truly been a blessing to me. You've been a blessing to this worldwide ministry, this worldwide platform on tonight. So stay encouraged. If nobody else encouraged you on tonight, I want you to stay encouraged. Mother Essie Tipp from Greensboro, North Carolina, just told you to continue in the word. She really enjoyed the message on tonight. So I'm going to say this to you personally, myself. Stay encouraged. I just want you to stay encouraged in the Lord. And sometimes, as we already know, the Lord says we have to encourage one another in his word. And guess what? Sometimes we have to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord.
Amen.
So that's what I want. Encourage yourself in the Lord, and he still have mighty, great and mighty things in store for you and your ministry. So continue to stay blessed. I love you, and I will definitely be contacting you at a later date. Thank you so much for being my special guest on tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, and it has definitely been a pleasure being here with you guys as well. And let that mother know that, you know what, God is about to renew her strength.
Oh, Jesus. I was She's still on the line. Okay. Yeah, she's still on the line.
Yes, I'm still here.
Amen.
Oh,
bless you, Mother. God is getting... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
Okay. Mother, bless you, Mother. God is getting ready to renew your strength in the name of Jesus, glory to God. And the challenges, and I don't know what's going on with your health, but we're just declaring that the healing of the Lord has just come upon you in the name of Jesus, because there's still much work to be done.
The spirit
of the true living God, he said he's not done with you yet. There is much ahead of you. Even in your old age, says the spirit of the true living God, you haven't begun to see the things that I have spoken and I have called unto you. So you continue to press, you continue to believe, you continue to hold fast and firm to what it is that God has said. In your life, and he's even going to awaken some dreams of old for you, woman of this, woman of God, my God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's a great and mighty work. Amen. And I don't know, and you have a voice. There's some women that need to hear what he's placed on the inside of you. Amen. Glory to God. I hear the trumpet. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. For there is a sound. There's a sound on the inside of you, Mother, that some women need to hear so that they can be awakened, so that they can arise as the daughter of Zion. Amen. In Jesus' name. Bless you, Mother.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, that being said, we're going to pull off tonight. You're so welcome, Mother Ted. Thank you so much for diving in once again on tonight. We want to say unto you all on tonight, stay encouraged in the Lord. Encourage one another with God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when we do it that way, then we know that God is truly being glorified and the enemy, Satan, is being more horrified. So thank you all for tuning in once again on tonight. And continue to be blessed of the Lord. Remember, I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Amen.